Jonathan Compacti.
Alex Collier.
Alex Collier.
Webinar 17. Our current status. Nibiru. The Anunnaki. Among many other things.
Here's the 17th webinar. It's the 20-something, 23rd of September in 2016. And, well, welcome, everybody. Well, you know, I'm just welcoming in. I can see all the people coming in and into the chat and giving them a couple of minutes to get them in. So, Alex, would you like to bring people up to speed on today's topics?
I don't even remember what they were. I've been sick, folks, with the flu for 10 days. But we're going to be talking about a little bit of everything. So let's just put it that way. Obviously, current stat. We're going to be talking about Nibiru a little bit. And humanity. What the hell is humanity doing to itself? You know, and why? Okay, current stat, if you're paying attention to the world, sure seems like it's going bonkers. And in some respects, I guess it is. You know, what you see is the seething anger across the planet beginning to surface. In fact, it's being instigated to come to the surface. The major reason for that, and there's two ways of looking at it. There are some who would look at this, and I mean, this is everywhere. The seething anger is coming up to be released, okay, to bring things to the forefront, to release this energy, this fury, this anger, etc. And there's probably a case for that. There is also a case to be made that this is all being instigated. And the purpose of it is, the intention of instigating it is not to release it and allow then the release of the anger and then the refilling up of one with love and brotherhood and compassion, which if it was a natural healing, a genuine healing, that's pretty much how things would occur. In most cases. But this is being instigated for the purposes of lowering humanity's frequency. There are some incredible waves of energy hitting this planet, and it's getting more and more intense. And the purpose and the reason that it's getting more and more intense is that the benevolent forces are getting closer and closer to the Earth. And the powers that be, the Orion Consortium, the New World Order, the Cabal, all these different names that we have for them, to say they're panicking is an understatement. So I'm just going to just kind of say this the way, you know, Alex Collier would. They're shitting a brick, okay? They really are. Because the chickens are coming home to roost. And it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of beings, frankly. And I know I've said that before. I'm saying it again. Here in the States, we have a presidential election. I think we'll have a presidential election. Not 100% sure. And it's once again more dramatic than before. It's who's the lesser of two evils. I don't know. The constitutional republic for which it stands is literally hanging by a thread. And I'm pretty concerned about what's going to happen here in the States. And you know, the reason I'm concerned more about the states is if you look at the governments of the world, the most are communist, most are socialist, most are somewhere in between, even though they call themselves a democratic government. They're really not. America is the last domino to fall. And we have a lot to answer for. We do. The history of America, remarkable as it's been, and in many cases, the miracle that it's been, it's made a tremendous amount of mistakes in its 250-year history. And it would appear that for the most part, some of the most darkest beings, and I'm not referencing humans here, seem to be underground underneath North America. I mean, they're all over the world, but they have a very significant and special relationship with the military-industrial complex of America and some of the government agencies in America. And that's totally on us. That's totally on the United States when, they signed that deal with the Orion Consortium back in 53, 54 at Barak Air Force Base, now known as Edwards Air Force Base, with this group for technology. They really did set themselves up. They really did. And they've been behind the eight ball ever since, they signed the document. Before the ink was dry, they were already behind the eight ball. And there's going to be some ramifications of that, which are going to be incredibly uncomfortable for most of the world. Now, very soon, if you haven't already, the subject and the idea surrounding clones, synthetic humans, the reality of such is going to be bursting out into the public forum for all the world to see. And it's going to be quite remarkable. As we walk this part of the journey together, how amazed or blown away would you be if you were to find out that the actual real physical person that you think you're looking at is actually somewhere underground, hunkered down, hiding, getting prepared for the earth changes? And that the person that you are actually seeing out in front of you is in fact a synthetic, a clone. I genuinely know that this sounds incredibly like science fiction. I get that. And I know that the immediate response of many people is going to be, oh, no way. We're off the reservation on this one. And I get all that. But just, you might want to keep your seatbelt on here for the next several months, between maybe now, December the 1st of the year. Much of this information regarding the cloning system and the ability to clone humans, which goes back, I believe to the just before the 1940s, when they first started playing with this. Actually, this technology was given to the Germans by the Aldebarans, and they were the first to start to play with it. And then after Operation Paperclip occurred, and many of the scientists came here to the States and others went to Russia, those things really started to kick into gear. And it really began to get perfected once the treaties were made and underground facilities were built for the Orion group. And a working relationship with the reptilians came about. Or I should say was negotiated, for lack of a better word. So there is a lot of information that's going to be coming out, and it has to come out. It's purposely being surfaced because humanity has to know. And the frequencies that are bombarding our planet are literally forcing lower frequency knowledge, stealth, covert information. All of it is coming to the surface, and it has to, okay? Because that's how energy works. The energy and the intent behind keeping something like this secret, or the black space program, the dealings of nefarious groups on the planet, the bankers, etc. You know, the whole intention of setting that up and using it against humanity is very negative field. Okay, the intention is very low vibration. The actions that one or many have taken in order to suppress this information and to keep it hidden is very, very negative field and is very low vibration. The killing and murder of people who found out about it, whether they be reporters, individuals, or those who tried to jump ship because they didn't want to go with the program, that is also obviously very negative field. And all of that energy has to be shifted, okay? It has to be shifted. It has to be cleared from the Earth's field and also from the psyche of humanity. Now, for the most part, many people won't know anything about this, and they're going to be shocked and amazed. But for many of us who have been doing some research over the years or have been moving in and out of this field, or know people who have or who have been in the service in the military all across the world, you know that you know something about all this stuff. Okay, so you have some recognition. So that energy is here. It's here now. And it is speeding up and it's moving faster. Hence, you see this huge push towards the New World Order. To fascism, and that's what it's going to be. If it were allowed to succeed, it would be full blown fascism, run by banks and corporations, because they don't have a particular face. You know, they can operate very well behind the scenes, and they have been forever. I mean, you know, look at the funding of all these black projects. Look at the funding for the International Black Space Program, and the different countries that are involved in it, and how they do things. This has all been funded in multiple different ways that, of course, are completely oblivious to us everyday folks. So, but that's all going to be coming to the forefront, okay? And then we have what's going on in the Middle East, the Muslim worlds, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Daesh, Africa, Boko Haram. We have what's going on here in the United States. I want to remind everyone that regardless of the color of our skin, we are in fact brothers and sisters. That's how the benevolents look at us. That's even how the regressives look at us. Okay? They see us as one race. The fact that we're different colors is only something that they use to tweak our perspectives into creating fear, anger, racism, etc., etc., etc. These are all learned behaviors which were taught us Sumeria through the Chaldeans until the Anunnaki left the last time. But while they were here, excuse me, I'm still dealing with my flu. But while they were here, they separated humanity and created different languages. They separated cultures and gave them different belief systems. Okay? They knew exactly what they were doing. It was easier to control them, to control humanity by doing this and getting humanity to work against itself so they would not have to expend a lot of time and resources managing all of humanity. By getting each tribe to war against each other, basically all they had to do was sit back and instigate what it was that they wanted to happen. And then let us go. Let us just go at it. And hurt each other, war each other, kill each other, etc., etc., etc. I promise you, this is learned behavior. And one of these days, this is all going to be shown to humanity. And it's important to remember this because this is all being stirred up again. Because it works, because we fall for it all the time. We fall for it all the time. Because people want someone to blame. They want someone to blame for their hardships, for the fact that they're not happy, for the fact that they don't have everything that they want materially, for many, many different hosts of reasons. And the reality is, humanity has been disempowered. It has been disempowered. It has been led in the direction where it's spiritually given its power away to things that aren't necessarily real or things that will, in fact, value them. Okay? Something that they can actually attach themselves to. Now, having said that, let me address some questions that have been given around that. I get several emails, or I have gotten several emails, wondering if I believe in God. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. In fact, all the aliens do as well. They call it by something different. Some call it business. Some call it the forever. Some call it Creator, Great Spirit, God, the All. There are multiple different expressions for that energy. Obviously, it's real. It's obviously that it's real. But our understanding of it is, quite frankly, wrong. What we've been taught through Catholicism is wrong. It is not a, it's just not what we've been taught. But it does exist. The essence, the frequency, the knowledge that we can gain from tapping into this essence, whatever you want to call it, to empower ourselves, to enrich our lives, to self-empower us to create a reality that we want, that a humanity would want, is extraordinary. It is absolutely extraordinary. But first comes the recognition that this spiritual entity, this spiritual essence exists. The other is to engage it in a personal way. Chanting, singing, repeating a prayer over and over and over again. That is not what it's about. That is just simply not what it's about. Okay? It is about you. It is about me. I'll make this personal to me. It is about me humbly reaching out and asking for the guidance of this spirit, of this essence. And it does, in fact, respond, but it responds to what it is that you want. I have to be very specific about what it is that I want and what my expectation is from this essence. The more specific I am, the more of a response I get from my prayer work. You understand that? For those of you who dream a lot, you can do this while you're in your dream state. You know, when you're consciously in a lucid dream, that's an incredible time to do this work. Because what's happening is that your soul is out of your body. And in most cases, you are in another dimension, another frequency. It's usually higher fourth, or for some of you, it's fifth. You are out of the vibration of the earth, which right now is nothing short of panic on multiple levels, okay? And I mean, that's the best way to describe the frequency of the planet right now is panic. This is the time to really continue to do that work, to really focus on that work. And you can do it anywhere. It's maybe not where you're driving, but you can do it anywhere, okay? And do not discount any experience you think you've had. If it's positive, don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. If it's something that is like, wow, that was weird, don't overthink it, okay? Just don't overthink it. Go with your first impressions, okay? But please don't overthink it. Our souls need more room to operate here. Okay, we all have to work on moving our subconscious out of the way and allowing soul to do more operative work here. Okay, because it's in tune, it knows the program, it's well aware of the agenda for the planet and for humanity. We have to give it more and more space to operate here so that things can transition much more quicker and much more smoother. Okay? This is important. Please don't overthink this. This is not about thinking. This is about feeling. This is about not only feeling, but it's also about knowing. And your knowing comes from experiencing it. It's the only way you're going to know it, is you have to allow yourself the space to experience it. Okay? And the experience of it, you should first go with your gut feelings. Okay? So, that's important. Now, I want to remind everyone that the purpose for the benevolence to come in here is twofold. One, they are ending or putting an end to a group, a specific group, who have had the intention of harming multiple races, multiple densities with their shit, with their crimes, with their anger, with their fury, their suppression of many races, and their tyrannical rule of the races that they had pledged to help and honor. Okay? This has been going on for quite some time. And they've done a great deal of harm all along the way. And now it's time for a healing. So they're coming in for that reason. Number one, that is their number one reason. Number two, equally as important. It may be 0.5% below the first, which I just spoke of, is the fact that they want to free humanity from this group because we are unique. We're not better, we're just unique. And they want to see, once this group is out of here and humanity is left to its own, what kind of a race are we going to be? They are not coming in here to rescue. They want to know if this frequency, and that's what we're talking about, everything's frequency, this frequency of control, deceit, deception, secretiveness, if this group that holds this frequency so strongly here on the planet is removed, what will the frequency of the planet and humanity become? They want to know. They need to know, okay? They need to know what this frequency is going to be, because the planet is vibrating at a higher frequency. The planet, Earth, has made a choice to move into a higher frequency, into a higher dimension, or plane, whatever word you want to use for it. That's her intention. A significant amount of humanity will be going with her. They need to know who we are. They really do. And I've said this many, many years ago, and this was brought back up to my attention here just recently to re-engage that conversation, to re-engage the prospect of having voluntary introspection into how each one of us individually not only views ourselves, but how do we view humanity? Because we are, in fact, a family. We are. We breathe the same air. We drink the same water. We share the same space. You know, what goes in comes out and is reused, and everybody shares it. Because there's going to be some dramatic changes here very soon. In Israel, the rabbis of Israel are saying that Nibiru is going to be here in weeks. Now, if you haven't heard that, now you have. I personally don't believe it's going to be here in weeks. I gave you the timeline, December 16th of this year to December 16th of next year. That's as much as I can give you. Understand this, regardless of our humble beginnings as a race, okay, and I'm talking about the physicality of the race, regardless of how humble our beginnings were, we absolutely have a right to exist. We absolutely have a right to propagate. We absolutely have a right to know the truth. We absolutely have a right to live our lives without control and manipulation. We absolutely have the right to be fully self-empowered and honorable to a fault. And we're going to be given that chance. I hope we rise to the occasion as a species, as a family, as a humanity here on the planet, because we live on an earth that's very unique, very, very unique. Okay, a planetary type it's very different. And in our entire galaxy, we are one of, I believe, 7 planets that have the incredible diversity of life on it. And we should take some pride in that. We should take some pride in the fact that we are not only unique ourselves, but that we live in an incredibly unique place as well. And it is a sincere hope, at least of the A's, and I believe that this holds true for some of the other benevolent races, that they, once that we realize we're not alone, and then we begin interaction with other races, and we learn who they are, and what they're capable of, that we will have a new perspective, and that this perspective will be about ourselves, that we will begin to see ourselves in an incredibly different way instead of what the reptilian groups, the Archon groups, the Orion groups, the Greys, etc., what they and our Catholicisms, and now our governments, how they have tried to just feed us an absolute crock of shit about who they say we are. Well, we're not any of that, okay? But we need to know that for ourselves. And the only way to know that is to have another perspective, number one, and to have some self-empowerment. Is to have the self-empowerment so that you know what you know. And once you know what you know, you can act on it. And it won't matter to you what anyone says to you. You will know what you know. This, you know, we are sinners. It's just one example. That's a very common thing. It's a crock of shit. It's just an absolute crock of shit. Okay? But you have to know that. Everyone makes mistakes. That's where experience comes from. That's where wisdom is gained. You know? Experience comes from mistakes, and wisdom comes from experience. That's how this works. That's how this works. So, you know, and most of us have the decency. We know what's right and we know what's wrong. It's just that when we're being told constantly what's right is wrong, what's wrong is right, like what they do today. Good Lord, what a mess it is. It's just an absolute mess. You know, which way do I go, right? It's lunacy. We have got to get off this treadmill completely. And this is why I talk about being the observer, okay? It's imperative to be the observer so that you can see all of this without all the emotion, so that you can clearly choose to make different decisions, or you can see the reality of what's going on behind all the emotion. Okay? It's very, very important. This is a really big deal, folks. There are going to be very, very dramatic right and left-hand turns here in the next few months. And that's because they want to confuse us. And again, the reason for it is to keep our frequency down. If the majority of humanity engages the new frequency, and what I mean by that is, we all shift our paradigm. We shift our paradigm to a self-empowerment, that humanity is a family, that we are not going to do anything that's going to hurt each other, that we are in fact going to stand up and watch each other's back. Imagine that. And we engage in the frequency that's coming in right now to Earth. The door will close on the regressives so fast that they will simply not know what to do. I mean, it would just end. Their whole gig would end. So they know this. So what they are doing is they are creating so much chaos, so much fear, so much indecision, and even more so, so much confusion, because what happens is humanity, we have a tendency, if we don't understand, we don't have a clue as to what's going on, we stop. We will just stop and go, what's going on, right? And in that stopping, we have a tendency, because we have been trained and ingrained this way, to go with government authority figures, to trust what they say. Unfortunately, that's just not working anymore. Okay, their own special interests is remaining in power at all costs. And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing, because that's what they've been ingrained with. That's been their mantra. That's where their vested interest is. And they are so much more afraid of us that they are falling into this trap themselves, thinking if we can remain in control of humanity or our country at all costs, we will be safe. And that simply is a fallacy that they've bought into. But nonetheless, things roll downhill, okay? So the spiritual work is really, really important right now. And Mornay asked me to read this. I have not read this in probably 15 years. And I hope you will oblige me. It's on the relationship with the Isness. Now, the Isness is what the A's call Creator, Great Spirit. Okay, and they call it Isness because it just is. They know it is. They don't fully understand it either. They just know that it is, and it permeates everything, and they've learned to live with it. They know how it works, and they know that it can be used for good or for bad. They choose good. Okay, they choose joy because that's a higher frequency, a higher harmonic than negativity, than anger, fear, etc. So they have their priorities right. And I would think that we here, once we have experienced joy, true joy, that we will also make better choices. Okay? This was given to me in 2/24 of 95 when I was in California. The worship of the isness is silent and solitary, free from all self-seeking. The silence is a necessity as all speech is feeble and imperfect. Therefore, as with your ancestors and ours, their spirits and consciousness would ascend out of time and space to the isness in wordless adoration, feelings. There are no priests or saviors authorized to come between a soul and our maker. Each experience is personal and different than one another, and should not in any way be meddled with or even judged. Every soul should become conscious of the divinity that it is in itself. There should be no shrines nor temples among you, except for nature and the caretaking of nature by mankind. Be a real natural human being. Your real faith may not be formulated in the creeds as you have been taught, but from a deeper portion of yourselves that you have forgotten or you choose to ignore. Temples were built on your planet to honor and worship the extraterrestrial beings believed to be gods. The isness can be worshipped by honoring yourself and that which is given you. By honoring yourself, you honor the isness, because you are truly one and the same. It is important to remember the isness does not place value upon the material fabric of time. This has only been created so that we as souls could learn more about ourselves and return with our experiences to contribute to the creation of ourselves. The rituals of offerings and sacrifices and other symbolic objects only mean something to you. The isness is only interested in your intent, the path of your heart. Look to find your highest happiness and the motive for power in your existence. Do not look ill. Do not look with ill upon those of simplicity or poverty. The goal of one's path, regardless of lifetimes or life forms, is not the accumulation of wealth and the enjoyment of material luxury. It is to discover your true self, that which is apart from the isness. It is that part of you which chose to leave the comfort and safety of all eternity to fall into a concept of time and physicality. To become a true human being is the practice and constant embracing of your own essential self. And from that place of eternity, your thoughts, actions, and emotions should emanate into the world. Human beings should be vulnerable, open, focused, strong, and flexible. In your world, the three concerns all of you must address personally are self-worth, trust, and expectation. Your earth not only needs healing, she also needs a responsible and worthy companion. And that companion is you. There is a great need for the men of your world to become intuitive and development of the soul. Men must cultivate unconditional love on all levels. The men of your world are too aggressive and full of self-imposed loneliness. Please remember that all energy moves in a circle, so everything returns, the love, the anger, the despair. Which do you choose to have inside your circle? Love, anger, or despair? Please, we ask you to acknowledge the fact that the love that you withhold is the pain that you carry. So let love warm your voice. Let love be wonder to children's ears. Let imagination create a world of unconditional responsibility. It will also change the order of the old world. Let your emotions give motion to the heroes that struggle within all of you for the freedom to act, to be, to witness, and to apologize. The responsibility of becoming a human being is great, but it is also natural. It is a prayer in motion. It is your evolution and free will in action. It is the flow of life in all things. So love the earth and make new life. For children are always a new beginning. Most of you have yet to discover a world you've already discovered. Ladies and gentlemen, that was from Marnay. Okay. This is not easy. This is not an easy time because there is so much going on. There are rumors of financial collapse. There's rumors of the IMF making an announcement here in the next week or two regarding a basket of new reserve currencies that is going to shake the financial structure that we know now to its absolute roots. But you know, there's two ways to looking at change. You know, you can look at change as being hard. You can look at change as being, you know, what do I do? How do I do this? How do I do that? And you can. But you could also look at change as an opportunity to advance and to change what it is that your life is and maybe enhance it with more of what you really want. And you know, that takes prayer, that takes sometimes study. It also takes a great deal of intuition, of trying to know and trusting that you will do the right thing at the right time, be in the right place at the right time to make all this work for you, okay, and for your family as well. The fear, the changes that are coming, that the surface governments are creating, are for the sole purpose of creating fear. They want your attention, they want your focus, they want your energy. Because if they have your energy, if you are focused on this that's happening, that's very negative field, your focus is strengthening that negative field. That's what they want. That's what they need. They feed off of it. Okay? They feed off of it. You have to be the observer. You have to be able to take a step back, see it for what it is, a manipulation, a control, a false flag. There is great power in knowing what things really are. Because in doing that, then you choose where you want your energy to flow. Okay? You choose. It's not being drawn from you. It is not being taken away from you without your knowledge by a manipulation. Okay? That's over with. That has to be over with. Okay? Being the observer, you choose where you want your energy to go. And you don't have to invest in negative field. You can if you want, but that's what you're going to have more of in your life is negative field. Okay? We need to make this paradigm shift. We need to engage with the incredible frequencies that are coming from higher fourth and fifth density. Okay? Because it's uncovering all the secrets. It's bringing everything to the surface. And it's a good thing. It's going to be shocking. It's going to be, there are going to be a lot of holy shit moments. There are. Okay? But again, you have that moment and you're back to the observer, okay? And you constantly, where do I want my focus to be now? That's the question you have to ask. Where do I want my focus to be? What is it that I need to be focusing on? That is going to be for the benefit of me and my family and for humanity. That's creating joy, self-responsibility, and love. Okay, it's always those things. How that works into your life, only you know. Because each one of our lives is our own creation and it's unique to each one of us. And you just have to work on it. You have to look at which plan you have and then make those changes to your plan by being the observer. Okay. Please don't look at it as the victim. I can't do this because of that. You know, you can change your life. You can change your life. You just have to change the way you think about your life. You know, it's not rocket science. This has been around for a long time. Okay. There hasn't been anything recently about Messiah's coming. I've been looking for that. And there hasn't been much. There's a lot of ET activity going on that I know. There's a lot of Sasquatch, Bigfoot things going on. A lot more videos, a lot more people coming forward. I recently heard that there were several national park rangers who have come forward to talk about what they know and what they've seen of Bigfoot in the national park areas. So, I mean, it's an extraordinary time to not only be alive, but to be a witness to these many hidden realities, these many different facets, like a diamond, like a holograph, that have their own unique realities going on, suddenly begin to merge into one vision. It's extraordinary. It really is. And, you know, I'm excited about that part. You know, occasionally I listen to the news or I'll watch the news and I'm just like, I can't help but shake my head at the stupidity of all of the stuff that's going on. And, you know, I'm concerned my head's going to roll off my shoulders. I shake it so much. I just, you know, it's going to land on the car seat. it's amazing that we tolerate this nonsense by our governments. Oh my God, especially here in America. It's just, wow. But, you know, it is what it is, right? Until we change it, until we focus on something else that we want. And we make that happen. So, anyway.
The first question is from user Alcione. All right. Hi, Alex and JP. Thank you for all you do. How are souls transferred into clones? Is it like the machine in the movie Inception?
Okay, I don't know that one. No. I don't know the movie.
They were injecting dreams.
Okay, but time out. You're making an assumption here that the soul is transferred into the clone. I don't believe that that's true. The clones that I'm aware of, the synthetics, as well as even the human clones, instead of a brain, what's put in there is a microprocessor. And essentially what they do is they have a way of extracting the memories from the original host and literally just transferring that knowledge and those memories into the microprocessor. And then what they do is they program it for behavior. That's my understanding of how it happens and how it works. Because if you could just transfer soul into a clone, well, the Greys would have been doing this from the get-go, you know, and there'd be Greys all over the surface of the planet if that were the case. But if you remember and you go back into, you know, the researchers who were talking about this in the 90s, the Greys were having a really hard time because they couldn't get soul to attach to their replicas, their clones. And that's just simply not how it works. So there is no transferring of the soul. And that's just not how it works.
Did you see this interview with, let me see if I get his name, Zach Galifianakis? He's a Greek, he's got a really long, these long, widdly Greek names, but he's a sort of a satiric comedian, and he had Hillary, or someone who appeared to be like Hillary, on the show, and he was throwing some really nasty questions and very embarrassing and awkward questions, and it really looked like that wasn't Hillary, that was somebody, you know, that was something. It was making some very unusual responses to this thing. It was like he was giving it a test, in a way.
No. Long story short, no.
No, I didn't see it. Couldn't have done that. You can't interview your clone.
You have another question?
Yeah. Okay, so next question from... Okay. I hear you. Do we need underground shelters to survive the Planet X flyby? Some of the things I've heard, we will need underground shelter for our extreme temperatures and winds, radiation, solar flares, CMAs, lightning, and the debris field, which you already told us they were snowplowing to protect us from. I know. It's really hard. There's a lot of stuff. It feels like there's a lot of stuff being thrown our way, isn't it?
There is. So let me just put it to you this way. If it is true that we would need all of that, in order for humanity to survive, we would need to be taken, we would need to be underground. If it were true, why aren't our governments doing that for the entire population? Well, they're not. Okay. They have decided that we're expendable, that we are of no value, or as Henry Kissinger once put it, that we were all useless eaters. And that's a quote from Henry Kissinger. I would think that if the benevolents are here to assist, to help, that they are going to mitigate some of the damage, not all of it. Which is why we're being given warnings about the winds and the water. The Earth's rotation stopping, the possibility of us another 10 or 12 degree shift on our axis, not a full 180 or 90 degree at this point, which of course would decimate everything. The plowing of the asteroid fields as we go through it so that the debris doesn't come down and create extinction level events. Well, it would only need one, to be honest with you. That's all it would take, and it would be done. I don't see them expending all of the time, resources, here, doing all this just to save the elite. This makes no sense to me. Well, of course it doesn't, because I know better. That's not why they're here. Okay. In truth, ladies and gentlemen, the benevolents know that the power elite, the rulers of this planet, have already betrayed humanity. They already know this. They know they've already sold us out. And all they're doing now is trying to save themselves. They already know this. Which is why you're not seeing this huge push for them to try to communicate with our governments, because they all know they're next to useless. Okay, they can't be trusted. Their word means nothing. So they already know, which is why more and more people, us common folk or the farm folk, are being contacted more and more, which is why people are being taken in dreams out and being mentored with information and knowledge on how to survive and how to rebuild things in communities, which will be triggered at some point in the near future. So they will know what to do. We're being given tools, not the elite. Okay? I think we're going to be okay. Does that mean everyone's going to make it? No, I don't think so. But again, it's frequency. it's frequency. Everybody is making a choice about what they choose to believe and what they choose to create. Okay? For example, let's take Charlotte, North Carolina here the last couple of nights. 70% of those people who are rioting are not even from North Carolina. They went there with the sole intention of being destructive. They have to live with that. They have to live with that. And they will. And they will. Okay? It's the same. It's no different with us. It's all about vibration. It's all about frequency. Okay? Joy, love, laughter, humor, compassion, they are of such a high frequency that if you really knew how to measure it inside yourself, you would never spend any time in despair or in anger or in fear. Okay? Because they're like this. They're like this, literally. Okay? There's no investment in this. There isn't. Okay? It's all about here. The investment is all in the higher frequencies, the higher vibrations, higher thinking, stretching yourself to your true calling, what it is that you want. That's what it's about. That's a great question. Thank you so much for that one. It gave me a chance to get on my soapbox again.
Yeah, the girl just then and reached his eyes. You went right off camera, by the way. But it's okay. But so off camera, you know, it's too high for the camera. So now, here we go. Now. There, this is it. From Lauren, do you know which specific events must occur in order for the mentees to remember what they've been taught in their dreams? Yeah, when is the kind of, oh, I know, oh, I remember you kind of thing going to happen?
You know, Lauren, you always ask really good questions. You really do. She does. There are two mechanisms at work here. Some will be triggered by an event, and others will be triggered by a frequency, a harmonic. That's going to hit the planet, and the Earth is literally going to ring it out. And that is going to trigger the rest. Do you understand what I'm saying? A frequency, a specific frequency is going to hit Earth. She is going to ring that frequency like a bell out through the surface. And that is going to trigger everybody else. There you go. It'll be a little bit more magnificent than that, I'm
probably
sure.
A few more octaves lower. Like, and perhaps this is like
high. I think the frequency will be something very high.
Uh-huh.
I do. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Those are the two triggers.
Yeah.
I don't know the events. I'm not one of the event people. I'm one of the frequency people.
So I have a supplementary question, Alex, about frequencies. And there's been long an idea that you can kind of reveal these people behind their cloaking devices if you sang a pair of frequencies at them, like a kind of, you know, the MF tone on the telephone, that if you sent two particular frequencies, it would kind of disable their thing, and you'd see them for real, who they are. And a few weeks ago, you know, back to Hillary, there were these journalists, and they both kind of squealed at the same time, and Hillary leapt back in this very strange way. I mean, she has been behaving very strangely. Any comment?
Which Hillary is the one that you're referring to?
Oh, I think clone number 37, probably. Clone number 37 malfunction.
Yeah.
All right, get you. I hear you. Okay. All right. All right. So, you got more? No more. Okay.
I don't have that other than for me at the moment, it's just an inner knowing. It's an intuition. It's a gut instinct. You know, when I first meet someone, I give a lot of credence to how I first feel about them. You know, that first 15, 30 seconds, you know, and then I go from there.
That's what they say, first impressions. And I think personally, when I work with people, the first thing that comes into their mind, that's the thing that is the most true. And everything else becomes, as you say, overthinking.
Remember this also. Some of us, and I don't know the number, but some of us, many of us, have come back in time to right a terrible wrong, which means some of us have actually been through these next few stages that are coming up. It didn't turn out well, but apparently that's all changed, which is why we've come back to redo a specific event or signature. So many of these things that you are, much of the deja vu that some of you are experiencing, it's you're experiencing it because you've experienced it already once before. And you're basically going over your steps that you did the last time. Okay? To either an event or a harmonic frequency, which flips everything, you know, and sets it on a brand new path that is beneficial for everyone, for all. Okay? So, because that's information we've talked about as well in the past. You see, it's interesting how it all kind of loops, and it's now all starting to come back because we're now moving in a very direct way towards our future. And that future is magnificent for humanity. That future is full of incredible growth, incredible compassion, incredible self-knowledge and self-empowerment. And for those who know it, they're never going to give it up. They're never going to surrender it. They're going to give everything they have to make sure that that's where we get to. And that just doesn't mean here on the surface. It also means out there as well, because it benefits everyone for humanity to get to this place. Okay? So it's interesting. Things are definitely speeding up. I mean, you said September 23rd. I mean, didn't it go by fast?
Tell me all about it. I looked at it. It is the 23rd. Oh, wow. And we just gone past it, you know, and I've just been on this trip, and it's just everything is completely. It feels like we're running along the surface of this potentially very slippery, but there's enough push that we're moving along it. Oh, like riding a bicycle down a hill.
There you go. That's a great analogy. Well, you know, we are moving faster than the speed of light at this point. We are. Everybody is. Okay, because our thinking is changing. Our minds are working faster. And that reflects in the speed of light. Okay? The speed of light doesn't control it. Consciousness controls the speed of light. Remember, this is our creation. We are creating this. Okay, our focus has created this. There is no shrugging off that responsibility, both the good and the bad. So now we need to do is to be an observer, take a step back, empower ourselves to create what it is we really, really want. Okay, not to let another group of aliens or ETs or reptilians or governments say, no, we want this because this will keep you suppressed. This will keep us in control. This will keep us wealthy and you in poverty. No. We can't go for that anymore. Okay? We know where that ends up. Okay? It's a shitstorm for everyone but the elite. Okay? So that's over. That's over. Okay. Next question.
Okay. There's a lot of questions related in this same vein, but this one's from Donna. Hi, JP. Can Alex tell us the best way to reach theta brainwaves or those higher frequencies or whatever? She's asking the best, but there are many ways. Could you outline maybe a few ways?
You know, and I'm not a neuroscientist or I'm none of those things. I'm self-taught. At least I think so. I'm self-taught.
Haven't you gone to the Andromeda University of Light by any chance? aren't you a major professor at that same university?
I took some online courses. off campus.
Well, we're definitely off the reservation. Yeah.
I simply don't know how to answer that because I only know what I know and what I do, you know. And for me, it's nature. It's being in nature. It is listening to a really beautiful piece of music. You know, in the background, sometimes it doesn't matter where I'm at. I do a lot of dreaming as well. I travel a lot in my dreams, out of body. So there are many, many ways to achieve it. But I only know what I've taught myself to do. And I'm not in any way, shape, or qualified to tell anybody else what to do. That has to be your journey. Okay? And I know there's a lot of different techniques out there. You know, just try them and find the one that works for you. The one that's the most natural for you, I would think, would be the right one. Because if you find one that your soul already knows and recognizes, there'll be no effort to it. It'll come real natural to you because that's the one you've done before. That's where I would go with that.
Fantastic answer. Thank you. It's all in the person. Right, from Speak to the Stars. Are we still receiving the important information being sent? Oh, well, sorry, it just suddenly jumped up and became uppercase. Are we receiving or will we receive the important information being sent by the sun's rays, even though they might be being partially blocked, i.e. chemtrails?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just be, just focus on you and your families. Focus on what it is that you want, okay? And clearly decide where you want your focus and your energy to go. That's all you have to do. Okay, the rest is being taken care of. Your higher self, your soul, whatever, you know, you choose to call it, it's tapped in. It is absolutely tapped in and ready to go. Your job is to tap into your higher self, into your soul, okay? To make room for its influence to come in and move you, to guide you, and to try to shut down the chatterbox, which is our subconscious mind, telling you, you can't do that, you can't do that, it's fearful, you can't, be afraid. You got to that dude needs to be retired. Okay, it really does. Okay, and you need to move in your higher self, that all-knowing part of you, which knows what to do and when to do it. I practice it every day. I do. Still have a ways to go, but I'm getting there. There is little progress. Excuse me.
Everybody wants everybody to be everything. And we've all got a piece of the puzzle. We're not all 100%, are we?
Well, you just need to be who you are. You need to be who yourself is. You know, and only you can decide who that is. Nobody else. That's the beauty of it. It all comes back to you. Just be who you are. You know, and you have to be the one to decide that. You know, all the shaming, you know, all the fears, all the threats, all the Catholicism, you know, it's all bullshit. What really matters is who you think you are, who you believe yourself to be. You know, and if you love that person, dude, you're gold. Okay, and if you don't like that person, then change what you don't like. Just make a different decision. Choose to behave in a different way. All right? And there you go. And there you go. It's, you know, you don't need 20 years of therapy for that. You just have to make a decision about who you want to be. The real you's there. The real you is in there. It always has been. Because that's the part of you that animates that body. Okay? That's the part of you that is animating that body, that travels, that dreams. That's you. You just need to get in touch with you. And of course, I know that this is a more advanced crowd. So I'm talking in generalities here, folks. Okay. I'm talking in generalities, but you know, for the most part, it really is that simple. You know, once you know what you want, you clearly really know what you want, you can move in that direction. And once your intention is focused on that and you believe it with all your heart that that's what you want, the universe will give you all the tools you need. It'll be lined up right behind you, and everything you need to achieve that goal will happen. That's how it works. That is how it works. You just got to believe it. And that's where most people have a hard time. They would rather believe in something outside of themselves than believing that that something that's outside of them is in fact inside of them. It's already here. All you got to do is honor it and call upon it, you know, inside of you, for you, to be you, to help you. And again, that's that conditioning, you know, worshiping the gods. Pretty wild stuff. It really is. Okay, we got like 10 minutes.
Okay. This is from L. Alex wants to know if the A's are still depending on the negative balloon forming along the timeline containing the negatives and pinching off. Are they still hoping for this? Any new information on that?
My understanding is that plan is constantly changing, but the regressives, they're actually making the work easier because they are acting so irrationally themselves. See, they have not found themselves in this position of being completely backed into a corner. And I think the Orion group, it's somewhere about 2.5 million years that's here. They have not found themselves backed into a corner like they are now in over 2.5 million years. The reptilians, I think it's about 900,000 years was the last time any one of them experienced what is now directly in front of them. And they are panicking. They are beginning to turn on each other, which is always a very good sign, actually, when they turn on each other, because that's where it implodes on the inside. And that's a very good sign. So what the actual plan is, they probably wouldn't let me know fully because I would, in fact, share it with you. But apparently it's going well, and things are moving pretty quick now. pretty quick. So we'll see. Hopefully they won't do something completely stupid. But you never know with this bunch. You just don't. You know, they're knuckleheads. They really are. And but, you know, I'm along those same lines. I look at humanity and I look at all the civil strife and the protesting and the what's going on in Europe with the Muslims. And I look at ISIS and Daesh and what's going on in Iraq here in the States. And, you know, I wish there was a way for everyone to get it, that we're only tearing ourselves apart by this kind of behavior. It just, it's incredibly destructive. And it's very, very negative field. And I sincerely hope they get it. I really do. I hope they get it. All we can do is do our part, you know? And that's to hold the light. Hold it strong, hold it firm, be resolute with holding the light, unwavering in holding the light. That's all we can do. That's all we can do is do our job, you know, and be an example to those around us. That's what we can do. Okie dokie.
Okay, next question is from Sylvia. Alex, would you make for us a mega webinar about the Andromedan's way of living?
A mega webinar.
Yeah, you know, a week in the life, a 36-day in the life of an Andromedan. I think it was, personally, I found it fascinating when you were talking about that a few webinars ago. It was just...
You know, wow. Yes. Well, you know, their one day is about 33 of our days. And I had to take a lot of naps. I had to take a lot of naps. because that's not our reality at all. Sylvia, I will make an effort to do that. I will make an effort to do that. I know a lot of information is out there, but there's a lot I haven't shared. That I haven't, and I own that. So I will make an effort to do that. And I know that we did in fact talk about doing that. So I'll own that. I'll put something together. Okay. And we'll do it with JP and James.
That would be a totally fascinating series. We're getting in touch with other groups and other races as well, and well, maybe we can have a 3D, well, 4D, wherever we are just now. you know, online, real ET council meeting one day. That's what I'd like to have. I'd like to bring.
Well, I would want to be present.
Chairman. You'd be chairman of the board, sir.
No. Yeah, I don't want to be chairman.
Maybe all right. I'll be chairman. But
you be chairman.
But the thing is, should we have the Aldebrands? Do we invite the Aldebrands? You know, because they just ruin everything.
No, it's just a small group. It's just a small group that, you know, they have their own agenda, and you know, all of the extraterrestrial groups. You know, they have. When you live in a physicality or a dimension where you have the duality, you know, the positive and negative commingling to an extreme degree, you're going to have that, JP. You're going to have those that are going to not only test their truths or test the realities or test their belief systems, but they're going to want to explore power. And power can take you to many different places. It can take you directly to the light, to benevolence, or power can take you to the dark side, which leaves a wake of hurt and pain, debris, and destruction. But they are both exercises in power. And Earth very much mirrors all that. You know, as above, so below. Earth very much mirrors that exercise, that wanting to experience power. It's unfortunate, though, that it appears that for a very long time, the majority of the power was in negative field here on the planet. Okay? But that's shifting. That is shifting. And that's a good thing. But, you know, being in physicality is all about experience. It really is. And we all make choices, good and bad, or positive or negative, or positive field, negative field, you know, however you want to frame it, you know, white or gray or black. I mean, it doesn't matter. But, you know, that's what it's about. And not that I'm excusing it, but that's what it is, you know. And each one of us, in our lives is experimenting with power. So, and that's probably a whole other conversation. There you go.
A nice little roundup, I think. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're awesome. I'm so proud of all of you. I really, really am. Thank you for being here. Thank you for giving me your focus. I hope it's worth it. I hear some from so few of you, I never really know. I almost get no feedback whatsoever. So I hope it's working. And thanks for putting
up
with
my coffee.
If
there was some kind of channel that we could pour this stuff, I mean, it's like there's a huge pile of it around, you know, my area and James's area. So somehow there's a filter that is kind of stopping that getting to you. But from our perspective, you are completely loved, and you know, everybody has your back.
Well, thank you. So, if that pile smells, don't send it, okay?
And you know, like the A's have probably said to you, you don't know how much you're loved and cared for. And I'd like to just repeat that and really emphasize it, because you are so loved, and so people so all over the world want to help you and see you thrive, and you know, see you. I want to see you with a professor in the University of the Megaversity of Light. What do we call it? Multiversity of Light.
I got it. Well, it's an honor and a privilege. It really is. Thank you, guys.
Bless
you. See you in a couple of weeks. This was given to me in 2/24 of 95, when I was in California. The worship of the isness is silent and solitary, free from all self-seeking. The silence is a necessity, as all speech is feeble and imperfect. Therefore, as with your ancestors and ours, their spirits and consciousness would ascend out of time and space to the isness in wordless adoration, feelings. There are no priests or saviors authorized to come between a soul and our Maker. Each experience is personal and different than one another, and should not in any way be meddled with or even judged. Every soul should become conscious of the divinity that it is in itself. There should be no shrines nor temples among you, except for nature and the caretaking of nature by mankind. Be a real, natural human being. Your real faith may not be formulated in the creeds as you have been taught, but from a deeper portion of yourselves that you have forgotten or you choose to ignore. Temples were built on your planet to honor and worship the extraterrestrial beings believed to be gods. The Isness can be worshipped by honoring yourself and that which is given you. By honoring yourself, you honor the Isness, because you are truly one and the same. It is important to remember the Isness does not place value upon the material fabric of time. This has only been created so that we as souls could learn more about ourselves and return with our experiences to contribute to the creation of ourselves. The rituals of offerings and sacrifices and other symbolic objects only mean something to you. The Isness is only interested in your intent, the path of your heart. Look to find your highest happiness and the motive for power in your existence. Do not look with ill upon those of simplicity or poverty. Of one's path, regardless of lifetimes or life forms, is not the accumulation of wealth and the enjoyment of material luxury. It is to discover your true self, that which is apart from the Isness. It is that part of you which chose to leave the comfort and safety of all eternity to fall into a concept of time and physicality. To become a true human being is the practice and constant embracing of your own essential self. And from that place of eternity, your thoughts, actions, and emotions should emanate into the world. Human beings should be vulnerable, open, focused, strong, and flexible. In your world, the three concerns all of you must address personally are self-worth, trust, and expectation. Your Earth not only needs healing, she also needs a responsible and worthy companion. And that companion is you. There is a great need for the men of your world to become intuitive and for the development of the soul. Men must cultivate unconditional love on all levels. The men of your world are too aggressive and full of self-imposed loneliness. Please remember that all energy moves in a circle, so everything returns. The love, the anger, the despair. Which do you choose to have inside your circle? Love, anger, or despair? Please, we ask you to acknowledge the fact that the love that you withhold is the pain that you carry. So let love warm your voice. Let love be wonder to children's ears. Let imagination create a world of unconditional responsibility. It will also change the order of the old world. Let your emotions give motion to the heroes that struggle within all of you for the freedom to act, to be, to witness, and to apologize. The responsibility of becoming a human being is great, but it is also natural. It is a prayer in motion. It is your evolution and free will in action. It is the flow of life in all things. So love the earth and make new life, for children are always a new beginning. Most of you have yet to discover a world you've already discovered. Ladies and gentlemen, that was from Marnie.